Remember mama telling me it'd be alright. Let go all of my problems and call Christ. And it finally made sense out this whole life. They been trying to phony kick it my whole life. But if nobody loved me,
hey guys, how y'all doing today? Welcome into this episode. Today, we're going to talk about TV shows. What are you guys watching nowadays? What are you guys seeing on Netflix, on Apple TV? What else? You got Amazon, you got Hulu, Disney. What are you guys watching nowadays? This episode, I want to also talk about BoJack Horseman, Melina. I never forgot about you, okay, Melina? I know you're listening. But Melina wanted me to talk about BoJack Horseman. So I'm going to take a – we're going to listen to the plot. I watched a few episodes of BoJack Horseman, but it's essentially a show, an animated TV show about a horse named BoJack. And he used to be a very famous TV star in a show called Horsin' Around. But BoJack is kind of washed, right? So washed is like, for example, I'm going to give you guys an example of the phrase or the word washed. It's like you're old school, right? Like a basketball player who was washed is DeMarcus Cousins. He's not as good as he used to be, he's washed. Or an actor who used to be really good, but he or she is not good anymore, right? So they're washed. So in this sense, BoJack was the TV star of a sitcom, like I said, called Horsin' Around. And when the show ended, he became washed and he was struggling to find his place in the world. And it's interesting because he's half man, half horse. But it deals with past fame. It deals with relationships. It deals with personal issues. Despite it being an animated show with talking animals, it deals with some serious and real life topics like fame, addiction, and kind of search for the true meaning of life, right? BoJack has some friends called Todd and this cat, it's like princess something. But yeah, so in this show, it's very humorous. There's a lot of drama, some emotional moments. So it's a good show. It's just I don't have enough time to watch it because I'm watching shows like Griselda. You know, my show right now is Griselda. I'm watching Griselda. I don't have Netflix. Well, I didn't have Netflix. But when Griselda is a TV show that just came up in the beginning of this month. It's about a Colombian drug lord. Her name is Griselda Blanco, and it's based on a true story. She used to be a real badass. She was killing everybody. And it's a good show because I like it because, you know, it kind of shows like a woman could come up and be the main person, even though it's bad and she's selling drugs and she's killing people, but it shows that women can compete, right? in anything, right? They could be the president of the United States, or they could be president of the country. They could be big CEOs. They could be very powerful people, right? They don't have to just be in the kitchen cooking. But you know, in this show, it kind of always talked about the guys in the show were always like criticizing her, like, "Oh, you're just a housewife, right?" And she was just always trying to prove them wrong. And I just like these type of shows where, yes, it's narco traffickers who, you know, has a bad rep, but it's kind of showing you the business side of it, right? Not necessarily the drug side, but it's very smart people, right? People that find opportunities and take advantage of those opportunities, whether they're good or bad. And that's the show I'm watching right now. Well, I finished watching it. It was a really good show. But yeah. Another show I'm watching is old shows. I like to watch a lot of old TV shows. Like obviously The Office. Some people that you guys know me, you guys know I love The Office. I always watch The Office. I also watch Seinfeld, which is a sitcom with a comedian called Jerry Seinfeld. And it's very witty writing. It's very classic, very interesting everyday life in New York in the 90s. And I like it. People think it's a little bit boring, but I just like the comedy. And it's something kind of like The Office with the type of jokes, or maybe not so much. I would say The Office is better. But it's a good show to watch. So I'm watching old shows. Any new shows I'm watching? Let me see. I think that's the only show I'm watching. I'm watching this TV show called Vince Staples on Netflix. It's only 5 episodes, but it's a good show too. I'm not watching a lot of TV shows. What are you guys watching? Think about the shows that you're watching. And if you were to explain it to somebody, how would you explain it to them? And yeah, guys, I think that's going to conclude this episode right here for me. Stay tuned to this next song. This is my favorite song right now. I know I played it in the beginning of the podcast, but I'm going to play it for you guys in the end too. This is my favorite song.